minutes to seven. With the testing system buckling under demand, the advice is to only go for a test if you have symptoms. But as the season of coughs and sneezes and sniffles begins, how can you tell? Professor Tim Spector is Professor of Genetic Epidemiology at King's College London. He developed the COVID Symptom Trapper app, which many of us are using. I think 1.5 million people now using, to track what is and what is not a sign that the virus is coming. Morning to you, Professor Spector. Professor Spector? I'm sorry we don't yet have it. Now, if you haven't used this app, it's quite interesting, the COVID Symptom Tracker app. It's a voluntary app where people who are well as people who think they're sick, put in their symptoms and allows the team there to develop a lot more knowledge about what is and is not leading to the disease. I think we've got Professor Spector on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And one of the things you found with your app is that there are some things not on the list, the official list of symptoms, which are a pretty good guide as to whether you've got it or not.
Yes. First, I just want to thank all the 4 million people that have logged on, and that we are keen to get people back on the app who maybe dropped off in April when they had the disease, looking at reinfections. So if they can go to the COVID.joinzoe.com website, that'd be fantastic. And what we're learning from all this data points are that nearly everybody, 80% of people in all the age groups in the first week reported quite severe headaches and tiredness, fatigue. And so what we're seeing is that if, people are particularly worried at the moment about colds or COVID, if they don't have this combination of symptoms quite severely, it's highly unlikely that their symptoms are actually related. And we have to realize that perhaps 98% of the tests done at the moment are all negative. So many people are getting it wrong. And we've also shown some negative signs in our app, so that if you do have a runny nose or congestion or sneezing, that's really a sign you absolutely do not have COVID.
So do not. In other words, it's not that you may not have. You say that the fact that a child particularly has a bit of a cough, a cold, sniffle and so on, if the nose is running, you're saying in a way that that's a sure guide that they've got a cold and not got COVID.
Yeah, and I think we've got to start thinking this way, because if you look at, the risks of it being positive, although we have 6,500 new cases a day, which on a countrywide basis is still very small. So most people's chances are that then they don't have COVID. So we have to start thinking of ways to exclude it rather than just going on this standard criteria of if you have any one of these. So,
and you made it clear that there's a difference by age. Now, one of the things that you made a real impact on was saying that you were picking up this loss of sense of smell as a bit of a guide, but it doesn't apply to older people, does it?
We don't see that as much in older people, and we don't see it as much in kids at all. So kids really don't seem to lose that sense of smell, and they also don't seem to get the cough and shortness of breath as much either. So it's a different picture at different age groups, presumably because the immune systems are behaving differently. So that's another reason that we do need more data on children, so we can actually get much better predictions about who needs who's likely to be infectious. But that's why these negative ones are really important. So if you don't have that, the headache, the fatigue, and you do have sniffles and a runny nose, in a way, regardless of what else you've got, you're still unlikely to have COVID. And don't try and overburden the system with trying to get a test. I think
the official advice is that the main symptoms are the high temperature, a new continuous cough, and a loss of change to the sense of smell. Now, are you saying that you have to have more than one of those, two, three of those, and maybe this headache and fatigue as well? Is that your sense of it?
Well, we haven't done anything to actually change the official symptoms. All we're doing at the moment is alerting people that it is different in children, and it's also different in older people. Those guidelines do work well for people aged 18 to 65. But we have to have some flexibility for all these different age groups. And that's really what we're suggesting, in that in the young, it is much harder to work out. But because they have
just
mild
to simplify
disease,
this, if we could, just in the last few seconds, I think you're saying, but correct me if I'm wrong, that people who are erring on the side of caution, say, I've got a cough and a sniffle, you want them to do the opposite. You want them to err on not burdening the NHS until it's pretty clear with these other symptoms that they really need a test. Is that right?
Certainly for the next few weeks, while the whole system is stretched and this major school cold outbreak goes, I think that's the sensible advice. So, yes, absolutely. By all means, keep your kid at home, but don't rush around the country trying to get a test for something that's highly likely to be a cold and not COVID.
And just 10 seconds for a plug. If people use this app, you're saying even if they're well, they're helping?
Absolutely, yes. And we want everyone to go on the app. And this way, maybe in the future, we'll use the app to triage people who really do need a test.
Professor
that would actually be an effective way.
Professor Tim Spector, it's called the COVID Symptom Tracker app, and I got the numbers wrong. It's more than 4 million. Thank you.